Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart. I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, it's an absolutely gorgeous day out today. I haven't been out, but I can certainly tell that it's a gorgeous day. It's gorgeous because it's above freezing, and it's going to even go even more above freezing. I'm so glad to hear this. So let's see what today, hopefully, you're a part of the family at Ira and Isabella's wedding. Yes, that's what it's called. Participate in the ceremony, be a bridesmaid, dance the tarantella and the hora. Have some matzo ball soup. They say dysfunction and chaos at its best. Ira and Isabel's Jewish-Italian wedding, brought to you by Laugh Out Loud Productions. Well, owner Nancy Rollins Levine is a professional actress and comedian, and after having performed on off-Broadway, doing the comedy circuit and touring nationally for 15 years, Nancy focused on special events and fundraising. She brings a unique blend of theater, comedy, and special events to Laugh Out Loud Productions. This guarantees a stress-free experience for you and your clients. Well, Nancy will tell us all about it. But first, we got to do a word from our sponsor. Well, at least one of two. Is with my fairy tale brownies. Here we go.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy tale brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Oh, yeah, and you can get these wonderful brownies at brownies.com. And they have cookies, too. And I don't mean the kind of thing that's, how we have the cookies with the, what is this? This thing with the computer cookies. No, not that cookies. But listen, you got to have a glass of milk with these cookies. And what better than to get it then from Ronnybrook. Oh, where are you?
Hey, Martha. Why do you smile? I was just thinking, I'm here at Ronnybrook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf, and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our Big Daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronniebrook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal, or milk may get past your eyes. But certainly not homogenized. Ronniebrook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Yes. Now I'm going to have, I'm going to then have to have a glass of milk. What do they still do? Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know what's going on, but, well, let's see. We might as well play a piece of music then while we're waiting. As for things going on, I'm right now waiting to deal with UPS, who, they dropped a box they don't have, and inside had a bottle of grape juice, a bottle of beet juice. I can't begin to tell you. Now, they are going to be playing games with me is who's going to take responsibility, and, of course, the guy who delivered it from UPS is going to do, I didn't do that. Not my fault. Only I took pictures. So, we're going to see. I'm going to be writing about this and let people know, you know. What was that? Oh, okay. Well, this is my rubber chickens. They just wanted to say hello. I need to take them out with me. I haven't done that in a while. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to see a play this Sunday called Frozen Wicked. No, Wicked Frozen. That's it. Well, yes, it's a parody on both Frozen and Wicked. And I'm going to have, I think, as a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm having the author of another play, Frankenstein. Well, I don't know how different it'll be than Frankenstein, but that's what's coming up. Okay, come on. Let's get some... let's
hold me close, baby, please. Tell me anything but that you're gonna leave. As I kiss
Jim Brickman's songs is so nice. Well, okay. Nancy hasn't called in yet. So let's hear Tony Orlando, who will be appearing on the 22nd of this month. Queen.
Dancing alone every night while I live right above. Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with a note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart.
Well, I guess we're going to go on. Okay, Nancy, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm so sorry.
I was wondering what happened to you.
Yeah, my husband actually called me just before 2 o'clock, and he was in the emergency room, so I just completely forgot. I apologize.
Oh. Okay. Is he okay?
Everything's okay, though. Yeah, he just, it's pretty, I guess it's kind of comical. He blew his nose too hard and blew out his eardrums, so he was all dizzy and he had to go to the ER, but he's okay.
You mean you could do that? He blow your nose too hard? I think.
Yeah, his ear has been clogged for a couple of weeks, and I guess he gave it that extra hard blow. It's this story is getting weirder and weirder, but yeah, that's what happened. So my apologies.
Oh, okay, I think I may remember.
Anyway, so where are we?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, just, no, it's like somebody. It's, what do they say? What do they say? When the kid goes out and he says, "Oh, you'll break your head," or something, "You'll break your neck." With the,
like
that.
Yeah,
you're
going to break your neck,
yep. Yeah, really, but don't blow
don't
your nose too hard.
Don't run with scissors.
Okay, anyway. Yeah, well, I had already introduced about the play, the show.
Okay.
So let's first go into that. Who decided on this show, by the way? Who concocted the show?
Oh, who concocted? The show was written about 6 or 7 years ago by his name is Sean Patterson. He actually lives in New Orleans. That's where he's from originally. And then he was in New York for a number of years, and then he moved back. But he's written a few plays for me.
Oh, okay. And how long have you been doing Ira and Isabella's Wedding?
We've been doing the show about 6 years now. We primarily perform the show for the senior citizens. So we were doing luncheon shows in New Jersey and New York at different venues. And then we recently started doing the shows in the evening.
Yeah. Do you get to test out the food before on each of the venues?
Oh, I wish. That's pretty funny, like they do at a real wedding, right? No,
yeah.
I don't. But that's a good question.
So in other words, you get to be just as surprised as everybody else.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And I always tell people when I talk about the show and they ask me what it's like, I'm like, it's just like a real wedding but cheaper. You don't need to bring a gift.
Oh, okay. But I understand somebody brought a gift once.
Somebody actually brought a card once, and when the bride and groom opened it, it said something silly like, I don't think it'll last a year, or something like that. So that was kind of cute.
Yeah. Okay. So how many people are in the group?
There's 11 people in the cast, and then we also have a sound guy and a stage manager.
Okay, but let's say, do we know there are the 11 people? It's not like the mystery dinners where you don't know where they're lurking in the audience.
Oh, no, you definitely know them. Yeah, as soon as the play starts, the actors start schmoozing and, talking with the various audience members. But you're able to, it's apparent that they're a part of the show. You know, it's pretty obvious, so.
Do you encourage the audience to wear wedding clothing?
I actually do. When people make reservations, I say, feel free to get dressed up if you want to. You know, it's not mandatory, but if you want to, you can. And some people do, and others don't. You know, it depends.
Does anybody purposely come in with anything weird? Has that happened?
No, not yet, but I'm sure it will.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like, you know, take out your old bridesmaid dress that you never thought you were going to wear again, and you could wear it to this show.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So
anyway, we have a few shows coming up in Astoria.
Mm-hmm.
We have
at
a show
Astoria
on...
in Queens for anybody listening on the internet.
Oh, thanks for clarifying that. Yeah. silly me. So Thursday, April 26th, we're going to be at the Astoria World Manor. And May 4th, we're going to be at the Douglaston Manor.
Oh, okay. And Douglaston,
Douglaston is
another part of Queens.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying that as well.
I have to explain to people that, you know, in terms of Queens, I mean, you can never write a letter that says Queens, New York. Not allowed.
Yeah, it's
it has to have the exact town you live in.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty big, right?
Yeah, it's the only borough that you do that.
Oh.
Every other borough, you'd say Bronx, New York, Brooklyn, New York. Yeah, it's fine.
Huh.
I guess
the borough thinks it's special. I don't know.
We're special here in Queens. We have to divide ourselves. I think it came from originally being part of Long Island. And in Long Island, they do that. They do that, the exact town. So Queens just went and did the same thing. You can't go by the basic zip code of it. So, but that's okay. But you have a second show too. Not that the one you're doing that's coming up, but you have another one, don't you?
We have another show called Housewives of Sea Caucus, a Suburban Travesty. And that's about five housewives on a mission to save Nookie. And Nookie is the sixth housewife who was arrested while she was partying at a bar with her infant son. And so the housewives put on a combination fashion show fundraiser to raise money to free Nookie because she's in jail.
That must be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And that's also audience interactive. You know, somebody comes up from the audience and participates in the fashion show. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's how long? How long have you been doing that?
We've been doing the show for 2 years now.
Oh, okay.
Mostly in New York City at Don't Tell Mama, The Cutting Room, Feinstein's 54 Below, and the Players Theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Oh, are you familiar with those venues?
Yeah, well, especially with 54... for people who don't know, it used to be Studio 54 was the whole building, and now they still have Studio 54. Plus, now they have 54 Below.
Yeah, it's really cool. I love the venue.
Yeah. Matter of fact, because I'm going to see a show this Sunday at Studio 54. So,
what are you seeing?
I'm seeing Wicked Frozen.
Oh.
A parody on Wicked and Frozen.
That sounds cool.
Huh. Well, especially Frozen would be cool.
That's frigid.
Yeah.
I saw Frozen.
Are you in the play itself, by the way? In Ira and Isabel's wedding?
Yeah, I play the mother, the Jewish mother, Myrna Steinberg, who is not too happy that her son is marrying a shiksa. For those of you who don't know what a shiksa is, that's a derogatory term for a young woman that's not Jewish.
Right. And if she's drunk, she's a shika shiksa.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I never thought of that. Huh. Interesting. A shikered shiksa.
A shika shiksa. When someone gets drunk, they get shika.
Yeah.
That's the Jewish word. So she's a shika shiksa.
There's some great Jewish
words. Okay, I know.
There.
You're writing it down in case you want to use it. That's
How'd you know?
So, now, in terms of the cast itself, do you use the same people all the time? Or do you, put out a notice or something that you're casting every once in a while?
I try to use the same people because they're just so familiar with the show, and then it's much easier that way. Then you don't have to get somebody fresh to learn the whole thing. And so, in other words, I have been using a lot of the same people for the past 6 years, believe it or not. They've actually put up with me for 6 years so far. So, yeah.
Feel free to plug the names.
Oh, the names of the actors?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me see. We have Philip McLeod, and he plays Ira. He's been with the show for a long time. He's very funny. He also has a drag show with his other persona. I don't know the name of his drag character, but so that's interesting. Then we have Mallory Campbell. She's been with the show since the beginning, and she's a lovely young woman, very skinny. I had to adjust the wedding gown for her, so that was kind of a pain in my butt, but that's okay. She's a good kid. And we have...
What's her role?
She plays the bride.
Oh, okay.
And then we have Gina Cassina. That's the MC for the wedding, and that's played by Allie Mulrain. Allie's been in the business for years, and she also... she was the stand-in for the actress on Nurse Jackie and the Sopranos. I forgot her name. Very famous actress. Anyway, she was the stand-in for her for years. Then we have an Astoria native, Dino Rossigno, who plays Vito Mortadella, the father of the bride. He's also a bouncer in real life. And it's quite a large cast. There's Nancy Lombardo. She's been, in the business for years. She has her own radio show as well. She plays the crazy grandma. Bob Greenberg plays the rabbi. The rabbi's name is Rabbi Chaim Bluch. that attractive? Rabbi Chaim Bluch. So anyway, that's... So it goes on and on. Another character called Wanda Kunstler, who was the ex-girlfriend. That's played by Rory Noogi. She's excellent. Let me see. Christopher Palmiero plays Sheldon Green. He's the best man. He's really nerdy and everything. So there's quite a lot of characters, and I can't believe I just remembered everybody's name and characters. So, and it's time for my coffee break, so that's pretty good that I got all that in there.
Oh, okay.
Give myself a little kudos, right, Merle?
Yes, that's right. And this way they could say, oh, thank God we've been plugged on the radio.
Yeah. And I'm sure I forgot someone, and then I'll hear the wrath of that particular person. I was going to say, I thought of another actor.
Good.
Eileen Santiago. She plays the maid of dishonor, the maid of questionable honor. Let's just say that she's a party girl and she likes to have a good time. So that's Eileen Santiago. And then I think I got everyone. Phew. Well, that was exhausting. Okay.
Do you tend to find that the people below that they're senior citizens?
A lot of the people that see, well, like I said, we used to do the play for senior citizens when we did the luncheon theater shows. But yeah, it is an older crowd. It's like the average age is like 40 and up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
I mean, not to say that we don't get younger people, but that's the average.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, at 40, you're not a senior citizen yet, though.
Oh, not at all. Not until you're at least 41, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Then it all starts 41. To sag.
Then it all goes downhill.
Yeah. So are you looking to even do a third show?
We have another show written that we haven't done yet. I just haven't really focused on it. It's the sequel to Ira and Isabella's Jewish Italian Wedding. I need to change the name. The name used to be Ira and Isabella's Baby, The Brissening, which is a made-up word combination of bris and christening.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, but I think I need to change that name because nobody knows what the hell a brissening is, which makes sense because it doesn't exist. So.
Oh, okay.
There you go. So, audience, I am open to suggestions for a new name show.
Okay. Well, we'll run that, and when people listen, they could send an email to me about this because all they got to do is Google my name, they'll find. Heck no,
okay.
What? So this is on the show in Astoria. Is this the 28th of this month?
It's actually the 26th. It's a Thursday night.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make sure that I get my ass there. And the rest of me, too. And
the rest of you, too, because the rest of you is lovely, besides your ass.
Yeah, right.
You have a lovely ass, but the rest of you is just dynamite as well, so I'd like to see all of you there.
Oh, okay. And in the show, does it run all the way through, or is there an interpition?
Did you say interpition?
Intermission. What do people do in the during intermission?
That's funny.
They go out. They got to
go pitch.
I'm
also writing that down, if you don't mind. I just wrote that down, too.
No, go ahead. They go out and pitch, right?
That's funny. Yes, there is an interpition.
Okay.
And that's when they usually have the big meal. So when people come to see Ira and Isabella's Jewish-Italian wedding on April 26th or May 4th, yes, there is an intermission after the first act, and then that's when you have your entree.
Okay.
And that lasts about half an hour.
Oh, okay.
So you could pish, eat, drink.
When you're paying for this, is the drinks included in these things, or you know, what are they? How do they do that, by the way? Who is it?
Oh, God, what do you think? We're giving it away? It's such a good deal.
No,
such a bargain. No, it's a cash bar. Ooh, that's
okay.
Two dirty words, cash bar. Ooh.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so people know that it's a, you know, a cash bar and not like at a regular wedding where it's, yeah. Where you just drink all you want, okay?
If
you want to pay for it.
We milk you for everything you've got, so.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, so if you want to drink, you're going to pay for it, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm looking forward to to attending, and reviewing it,
and. I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, this should be a lot of fun. You never know how I'll show up.
Oh no! Oh, so are you going to be dressed up?
Oh well, perhaps, or so undressed up that you'll say, you dress like that for a wedding?
please don't make me have to say that. I'm dressed up.
Okay. Well, the reason I said that, I had to do a gig many years ago. I used to work for a company called Rent-A-Yenta.
Oh my God, I know that company.
And
that's hilarious, Merle. I auditioned for that company years ago.
Did you?
And I think I had a couple of gigs with them. I did.
Really?
Anyway, go ahead. So you were, yeah.
Well,
so both of us worked for the same.
I had to attend a wedding, but I had to look like a schlub. So I had this long skirt on that was like looked like that was not totally hemmed yet, partially hemmed. And I had to this whole thing attend this wedding, and finally, I don't remember what I had to do. What I was delivering, something to talk to the bride or whatever kind of thing. But that one was a hoot. And
that
this was at
hilarious.
And this was at a yacht club that I had to go to.
Oh my God! They must have looked at you like, "Who the hell is this?"
Oh, yeah. Did you remember anything you did, by the way?
Oh, yeah. I remember I had a gig at a 40th birthday party, and I dressed up, and I was a hit with the kids for some reason, not so much with the adults. And then my boyfriend at the time picked me up at the party, and I remember he was like, ew. Look at you. He was a schmuck. Didn't last long. He's like, yeah, I want to see you back to normal. So, anyway.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it? That was such a great idea.
Yeah, that was fun. Oh, yeah, that was great.
I'm sorry they went out of business.
It did, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, okay, so as I said, I'm looking forward to seeing the show. And, it'll be in the newspaper, in the Queens Times, which people will be able to see online as well. So you don't have to.
Excellent.
They don't have to travel into Queens from Japan. What did you read about it?
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing
you
at the show.
Yeah, and you have a website. Oh, yeah. Shout out.
Oh.
Website.
I forgot to say my website.
Yeah.
The website is laughoutloudny.com.
Okay, so it's Laugh Out Loud Productions.
Yeah, but the website's laughoutloudny.com.
Laugh Out Loud. Okay, you got it. Well, great.
And you can get tickets right on the website.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Nancy.
Right.
Well,
I apologize again for being late. Next medical emergency with my husband. He'll get a lashing out tonight. I'm sorry again about that.
It's okay. I played some music while you while waiting.
Okay.
And ran a couple of commercials. So.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Well, thanks again. You too.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So that's where I'm going to be. I'm going to go to in Astoria, Queens to see the show and write about it. And with that, I'm going to end the episode. So everybody, wherever you are, have a great day, evening, or whatever.